talking with Alliance Activities Director Anita James. And Anita, I know it's a big deal right now as you guys have finally got the track up and running, totally complete. You've held a track meet. How long a process was this? How difficult was it to get complete? And how excited is everybody to have the track ready to roll right now?
Yeah, we are really excited. It took us about 6 years to get the process going, and Chris Bailey was instrumental in starting it when he was here, and Mr. Unskirt kind of took it over, and it's just been a good process. Our Board of Education stepped in and allowed us to get over that hump of getting the rest of the money that we needed so we could get a track built for our kids, and it's been a fun process seeing the track built and seeing our kids go out and check on things, and once it was done, seeing our kids go out and step on it for the first time and then hold a meet last week. It was good to be back on our track and be able to hold a track meet.
Like any good team, you'll call this a win. To win in sports, it's a team concept. You need everybody to do their part. I'm guessing this was a total community effort when it was all said and done to get this thing to the finish line.
Yeah, we had donors step up big time to come, and you know, they donated a lot of money to help us out, and there are different people down, I think, every day checking on the progress of the track as it was being built last summer. And it was just nice to, I overheard last week at our Alliance Invite, a community member said, it's nice to be back here. I haven't been down to the track to see a track meet in a while, and it felt really good to be able to come just down the street and watch our kids compete on their own track. So yeah, the community has been really supportive.
What's been some of the comments you've heard from some of your current student athletes that got to perform on it, use the track, run on it, practice, you had the meet, maybe some coaches that were in attendance at your invitational? What's been some of the feedback, some of the comments you've heard from others?
I think our kids last week, they said they were more nervous just because of the fact that they were competing at home and on our new track. So I think their nerves kind of were creeping in on them last week as we had our Alliance Invite, and coaches were very complimentary of the track and how it was done. And it's just, I don't know, it's just been really, the excitement around here is really nice. We're looking forward to Saturday hosting Western Conference and getting teams back out on it as well. And it's just been really fun seeing our kids' eyes light up as they step onto that track and they do like a little bounce and can feel how soft it is underneath their feet. And our runways for our jumps are new, and that's been good for those kids as well.
Well, you speak about eyes lighting up. I can hear it in your voice and your position. It's got to be a point of pride, and I guarantee you, you're smiling right now while we're talking, and every time you're watching those kids have that reaction, you can't stop smiling.
That's right. Yeah, last Tuesday when I was getting things ready, I kind of just reflected on how long it's taken and all the people that have helped with, like I said, Chris Bailey, Dr. Undercur, our board, the donors, and the track coaches and the AHS alumni. And I got a little teary-eyed because I'm like, gosh, this has been a long time coming, and it's going to be a great day for our kids and our coaches. And like I said, the alumni, for them to come out and see it last Tuesday was pretty sweet. And yeah, I did. I got a little teary-eyed just because I know how much it means to our kids and our community and the coaches and everybody that's been involved.
That's awesome. Alliance AD Anita James, congrats on getting this thing finished up. Thanks a lot for a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.